Line upon line, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. The encouragement the Lord gave to Joshua can strengthen us as well. Strong in the Scriptures, we find ways we receive strength. Be humble. Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 28. Put on the armor of God. See Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Pray for strength. See Moses chapter 1, verse 20. Strengthen each other. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 108, verse 7. Good courage. My earnest prayer is that you will have the courage required to refrain from judging others, the courage to be chaste and virtuous, and the courage to stand firm for truth and righteousness. As you do so, you will be an example of the believers, and your life will be filled with love and peace and joy. President Thomas S. Monson, may you have courage. Ensign, May 2009, page 127. Be not afraid. The Scriptures teach us some remedies for fear. Love. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Faith. Be not afraid, only believe. Mark chapter 5, verse 36. Preparation. If ye are prepared, ye shall not fear. Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 30. The Lord thy God is with thee. If we are patient in our afflictions, endure them well, and wait upon the Lord to learn the lessons of mortality, the Lord will be with us to strengthen us unto the end of our days. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ensign, May 1998, page 77. Dismayed. The Hebrew word means to be beaten down or discouraged. Editor's note. This page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture verse, only a starting point for your own study. End of the article, line upon line.